When I looked at the latest Farmers Union Mutual report, which shows that crime has risen by 18%, amounting to 3.3 million a year across the north. Now, these costs to individual farms are huge, but, you know, given the increasing expenses of farming equipment, particularly as a consequence of COVID, all of that has fed into a growing fear of crime within the farming community. And, you know, the fact that farmers are resorting to costly security measures to try to protect their property, all of the implications of all of that's bad enough on top of COVID, and then they're facing what they call the fear of going over a cliff in 4 months' time because of Brexit and dealing with rural crime. It's all putting additional pressures on farmers and many others in the agri-food and the agriculture sector.
And particularly in relation to the Northwest, we know that the border is seen as some as an easy getaway, so there would possibly need to be a cross-border element to this.
Without doubt, and we've always called for greater connectivity across the island, and you know, the fact that we have a partitioned part of this island has caused consequences for many people, including farmers and the farming community and the agriculture economy. You know, it plays a central role in our society, north and south. So both the PSNI and the Gardaí need to ensure that every possible measure is taken so that farmers feel that they are being adequately protected. But, you know, their livelihoods also has been put in jeopardy here. And we also need to ensure that the criminal acts carried out are faced down. And that's where we need an All-Ireland approach to policing.